now more than ever, you need a source of news you can trust. And you have such a source in WYPR. Members are our most important source of funding, and we need you now more than ever so we can continue to keep you informed amid the pandemic with honest, accurate journalism. You can make a pledge at WYPR.org. If you're a sustaining member, consider an additional gift or increasing your monthly pledge. We could not be here without you, and we thank you so much.
Planning for retirement often focuses upon the available resources part of the equation. The notion is that one needs to establish financial goals for retirement savings and meet them through a combination of potential actions, including stepped-up savings rates and diversified investments, participation in employer-sponsored savings plans, and delayed retirement. People are also supposed to develop budgets for housing, food, travel, and other retirement costs. To a certain extent, many of these future expenses can be predicted, inflation notwithstanding. But there are certain categories of expenditure that are extraordinarily difficult to predict, and at the top of that list is healthcare. A 2016 Fidelity study estimates that a typical retired couple will have $260,000 in out-of-pocket healthcare outlays, up from an estimated $220,000 in 2014. Long-term care could add another $130,000. Given that many retirees have less than $100,000 saved, healthcare costs could wipe out their entire nest egg and then some. As indicated by CNBC, lengthier lifespans and rising prescription costs are two of the major reasons for rising healthcare expenditures. Retirees at any age may incur out-of-pocket costs due to the so-called donut hole in Medicare Part D prescription drug coverage. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu.